Conservatory orders bear a more decided public law connotation, for these are orders to facilitate ordered functioning within the public agencies, as well as to uphold the adjudicatory authority of the court, and as well as in public interests. Conservatory orders, therefore, are not, unlike interlocutory injunctions, linked to such private party issues as the prospects of irreparable harm occurring during the pendency of a case or high probability of success in the applicant's case for order of stay. Conservatory orders, consequently, should be granted on the inherent merit of a case, bearing in mind the public interest, the constitutional values, and the proportionate magnitudes and priority levels attributable to the relevant cases. At paragraph 87, the Supreme Court held, the issue before us, therefore, is whether this is a proper case where the interlocutory relief sought by the applicant should be granted. The principles to be considered before a court of law may grant stay of execution have been crystallized through a long line of judicial authorities at the High Court and the Court of Appeal. Before a court grants an order for stay of execution, the appellant or intending appellant must satisfy the court that the appeal or intended appeal is arguable and not frivolous, and unless the order is granted, the appeal, were it to eventually succeed, would be rendered nugatory.